الله أكبر الله
What answer is that, Haji?
They're gonna put me in the movies They're gonna make a big star out of me We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely do is act naturally Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star Might win an Oscar You can't never tell The movie's gonna make me a big star Cause I can play the part so well Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie Biggest fool that's ever hit the big time And all I gotta do is act naturally We'll make the scene about a man that's sad and lonely All I'll have to do is act naturally Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell A movie's gonna make me a big star Cause I can play the part so well It's a big time And all I gotta do is act naturally
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yes, you could rock and daddy down from Tennessee I'm just out off and about San Antonio with a radio blasting and the bird dog on. As we travel, my head sound the town, but no local yoga gonna shut me down. Me and my boys got the trigger wound and we'll come a thousand miles from a guitar town.
If you're a country music fan, particularly classic country, join me, Cope Reynolds, every Friday night for Liberty Lounge right here on Survival Circle Network.
Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I ain't kind of just hanging around. But I heard someone call my name one day and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Jeep guitar.
Absolutely the fastest 2 hours on internet radio, Liberty Lounge, every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Eastern, right here on Survival Circle.
The truth.
But you can find it right here on the shooting bench. Coming up next.
Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall.
You need the shooting bench.
We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline.
And I am sick of the lies and the deceit and the intrusions on my privacy and the invasion of my home. And we do not intend to take this lying down.
I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way.
And now, if you think you're ready, the Shooting Bench.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the Shooting Bench. It is, 26th of February, and it's a Monday. Well, a lot of stuff went on this weekend, the last few days. We'll get to all that in a little bit. Let me go over here and check the chat room and see who all's there and make sure we have sound. Well, we had music anyway. We'll get a show of hands here in a minute and see if anybody can hear me before we get started here. Tebow, it's a bad deal to live in Coward County. Hopefully we got at least one guy down in that county that can stick up for, all things righteous and good and all that. And that would be Tebow. Tebow, I know another guy lives down there in that neck of the woods. I need to get you two together. He was a good friend of mine when I was working in Atlanta. Very strongly on our side. He's pretty close to our age, a little younger. And he's a good guy. You need to meet him. I'm not sure. I'll find out exactly where he's at in Florida, but he is down there in that area. Need to get you two guys hooked up there. Okay. I don't even know where to start. I'll start with one thing. We're having a class in Springerville. Two classes, most likely, and they're going to be on the same day. We're going to have the standard, the basic CCW class, the four-hour CCW class, and the enhanced CCW class. The enhanced class is a little bit different than the advanced class. Getting too many classes here. But the enhanced class is one where you spend a good bit of time. You know, in 4 hours, we're just barely able to touch on the things that I insist we touch on in order for me to sign your certificate. So if we spend another 2 or 3, even 4 hours, depending on how many people's there, I don't want anyone leaving with a question of any description. You're going to handle some real weapons and go through some basic techniques and stuff. And this is for a couple of reasons I put this together. It's for places where there is no place to shoot, where it's just too inconvenient to go find a place to shoot, you know, after the classroom part of the class. It's for people that are intimidated by the guns, not quite ready to shoot yet. But they kind of want to get their feet wet, but not ready for all the noise and recoil and expense or whatever else keeps them from it. And it's also a good one to use to have in places where they have restrictive laws that prevent, make it too difficult or expensive to shoot, or, you know, high capacity magazines, semi-automatics, whatever the case may be. This is a class where we can do a little bit of everything without actually making any noise. So it's gone pretty well so far, and I expect that this one coming up will be no different. Still have the class coming up in Washington in May. That was, I believe, the 11th, 12th, and 13th of May, and that is the 3-day personal defense handgun class with a night shoot. So let's move on. Yes, Dan's in Springerville. I'm not even sure where to start. We have so many ridiculous things here. So let's go. I guess we'll just kind of take these at random here. There's a lot of stuff. Oh, by the way, I didn't know. I was going to mention this some time ago, and I forgot, and I'm sure you all know about it by now. But probably Johnny come lately here. But the Browning has discontinued production of the high power. This happened about 3 weeks ago is when the story came out. And that is, you know, I don't even shoot high powers anymore, Browning anything. But this is a kind of a nostalgic thing. I just hate to see. I would never probably get another one. I don't keep guns for nostalgic reasons, really. But I did love the Browning high power. It was a great, great gun. Extremely accurate. Very reliable. It's more reliable than the average 1911 ever was, even though they were invented by the same guy. But I loved Browning high powers. They were great, great guns. So they're not making a big deal out of it. They're just dropping it. They've ceased production. So I gave up my last one. I had a 40 caliber that I set around in the bottom of the safe for probably, I don't even know, 3 or 4 years, 5 years. And finally I said, you know what, this is kind of dumb. Saying, well, somebody wants this gun. Somebody will shoot it. Somebody will take care of it and offer it a good home. So I pulled it out of there and dusted it off and set it up on the shelf. And it didn't last long at all. It sold right away. So, not sure why all that's going on. Whatever your dealer has in inventory right now is going to be the last that they have for the foreseeable future. And they will probably command quite a price here before long. You know, and I think I said last week that I expect AR-15 magazines, guns, and ammo to 223 ammo and 308 ammo. I expect all of this stuff to go up pretty shortly. So if you're concerned about your supplies, or are you thinking about getting a new gun, I would jump on it. I wouldn't waste too much time here, because I think whenever there's an announcement made, that they will jump up literally overnight, and they'll keep going up for a little while until they get completely stupid and people quit buying them. Then they'll back off just a little bit and people will be right back on top of them again. Okay, there's, I guess the place to start here would be this sheriff, DN deputy thing down in Coward County, Florida. It's amazing to me that this sheriff continues to try to justify what his deputy, and there's even people on Facebook now that are saying, well, if that's how they was trained, you know, if that's how they were trained, then they were doing the right thing. They were doing what they were told, doing what they, I get that. You know, even in the military, would they be court-martialed if he disobeyed the order? Probably so. Would he care? You know, probably not. Anybody that would, I just can't imagine standing there and listening to those gunshots and hearing those kids scream and all this stuff going on. And you just stand there? Yes, Yakima Glock, I said Coward County. I can't imagine. I talked about this last week. I just can't imagine it at all. So the sheriff of Coward County is saying that he's against arming teachers, yet one of his deputies is advising and teaching people in the local mosque that they should arm themselves. Now, best I can tell, that is 100% true story. I probably shouldn't spend a lot of time talking about that because I'm gonna blow up in a minute and get run off from my language on the radio. And M. Glock, he does, the sheriff down there does sound a lot like Obama. But this whole thing is just absurd. You know, and I mentioned this last week, as many levels of government and everything that failed, it's still the NRA's fault. I don't get that either. Just don't understand it. There's quite a few companies now. Let me see if I can find the, number of companies. There was 14 companies last time I looked, and that's been earlier this morning, that have severed ties with the NRA or are going to sever ties with the NRA because of what's going on, because it's the NRA's fault that all this happened. Now, I've told you before, I'm not a big supporter of the NRA. Haven't been for quite a while. And when I boycott these companies, it's not because I'm an NRA lover, it's because I'm a freedom lover. And because these people are boycotting, I don't know how to explain my thoughts on this, but they are still as anemic as they are now. They're not what they used to be. They do not provide the service and results that they once did. But that being said, a lot of what we have today is due to the NRA. They still are pretty much the only game in town when it comes to good, safe, certified training. Now, unless you're law enforcement, there's really not a whole lot of other choices. And so, you know, some of us stay with them because we need to maintain those certifications. But other than that, I really don't have any use for the NRA. In the Yakima Glock, I get what you're saying. Whether they are pro-gun enough is not the point. The point is that they are pro-gun. Have they made some mistakes or done some things that we think are wrong? Yes, they have, and they probably will continue to. But they are not an anti-gun organization, and they are not a neutral organization, so that makes them a pro-gun organization. Not pro-gun enough for me either, but they're still pro-gun. They're still on our side, just not as strongly as we would like for them to be. So, with all that said, when Delta Airlines or someone else plans to not support these people, like Delta Airlines is no longer offering discounts for NRA members. Actually, there was two or three airlines. I lost my list here somewhere. There's another one. There's a bank that is no longer going to offer the NRA credit card. So, you know, all these things together, I will boycott these companies. I will get a list, and I'm going to tell you what I've told you, and I began saying this back in 2006. I said at some point, and we may be approaching that point, it's going to become so difficult to boycott everyone that displeases us. Everyone that is not on our side, everyone that was taking a stance against freedom, against guns, against Christianity, against whatever, so many things, it's going to become virtually impossible to shop. It's going to get to a point where, of course, there's a few companies that have gone out and provided services. Who was it? It was McMillan Stocks. that offered a credit card processing service, kind of like the Square, only the Square is anti-gun, and it wasn't long after the Square made their announcement that they were anti-gun that McMillan Stock come out with their version of the Square, and I don't know how that's going now. Most of your credit cards, most of you that have a credit card or a debit card in your pocket right now, most of them are anti-gun. It is, has become almost impossible or exceedingly inconvenient to continue to do your everyday ordinary routine, normal routine, without a debit card, much less try to run a business, a successful business where, you know, you need to cater to, you know, need to have ways for everyone to participate, to be able to buy things and whatever. So I don't know what or when this is going to happen, but I expect it's going to get that way pretty quickly. You know, a lot of us have boycotted, you know, Home Depot or Levi's because of their stance on same-sex marriage and you know, several others out there. And a lot of people don't even have any idea and don't want to know who these other companies are and what they don't support because, you know, because that's my favorite restaurant. I love that place. I don't want to know. Just don't tell me. Just don't even tell me. I don't want to know because I love that place. You know what? This kind of attitude drives me absolutely nuts. And maybe I'm overzealous. Maybe I'm not supposed to be doing what I do. Maybe I should just kind of, you know, not stir up any problems here. Just kind of let it go and go with the flow, as they say. I just have a very hard time doing that. I'm sure that from day to day there are times when I support someone, not intentionally, that I may buy something from someone. You know, if you get right down to it and really start researching this, you may find one company that says they support your rights, or at least they're neutral, and then you find out they're owned by, you know, by George Soros or whatever the case may be. So it's almost impossible now. Getting harder. But with that being said, these companies that have made this claim, this declaration that they're not going to support the NRA anymore, have felt the wrath of gun owners immediately. Enterprise Rent-A-Car has received hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tweets and emails and whatnot, and people canceling their cards that were longtime renters of Enterprise. And I may still have, I don't rent from Enterprise anymore. We rent from a local place when we need to get a car. But I think I still have my card. So if I can find that, I'm going to call them and I don't know if I'll go down to the local office and just cut it in half, throw it on the counter, what I'm going to do with it. But I'll, make it known that that's why I'm getting rid of them. There was Delta Airlines and a couple of other ones. I don't fly much anyway, and it's almost never. And it's really difficult to choose unless you book way ahead of time. It's kind of hard to choose, you know, what airlines you want to. You're kind of stuck with, especially with connecting flights. Sometimes you just have to do business with them, you know. I don't have to, actually. I do not have to fly. I choose not to. In an emergency, if something happens that's relatively urgent, then I probably would, you know, and the boycott would have to be
put on standby for a minute if it became something very important. But going and visiting family is not that important. I mean, it's important, but it's not important enough for me to fly. I'll drive. I can't remember all the, that's right, Copper. That's exactly right. Okay, with all the arrogant football players kneeling now. I've got the full list somewhere on my phone here, and I just somehow, I must have saved it on the wrong browser or something. I can't find it to save my life. Here, I did find it. Here it is. How about me? So let's look here and see if I can. Dozens of companies boycott NRA over Florida shooting, but it's backfiring big time. There is. Well, I'll be darned. Found the story. But I don't see where the list of companies is now. Well, had good intentions anyway. Let's see if this link right here has it. I'll punch that right there. And we'll find out if that's... okay, here we go. This is supposed to be... Okay, here we go. Delta Airlines, United Airlines, Enterprise Holdings, which is the parent company of Enterprise Rent-A-Car, Alamo, and National Rent-A-Car. Symantec, we've all heard of Symantec, the cybersecurity outfits. Simply Safe, a home monitoring company, never heard of them. First National Bank of Omaha, they issued the NRA Visa card. They're going to stop. They're not going to renew the contract. They're going to let it finish out, I guess, and then not renew it the way it stands right now. MetLife, Wyndham Hotels. This is one I've stayed in Wyndham quite often. I will not be doing it anymore. Avis Rent-A-Car, Hertz Rent-A-Car, Best Western, unbelievable. So these are ones that... I need to make a list, put it in my wallet, and double check it when I go somewhere. It's unfortunate that it has to be that way, but it does have to be that way. I wonder if I can fit all of these on one screenshot. Nope, not quite. Almost. I might be able to do that. I'll work on that after the show. So, there's... Now, here's, I got to take my hat off to the Lieutenant Governor of Georgia. He says there will be no tax breaks for Delta Airlines if they continue to boycott the NRA. So, Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle said that Delta's decision to sever ties with the NRA by announcing that he will work to ensure that the airline gets no tax breaks unless their political boycott ends. Again, you know, and I'm one to talk. I think that if companies want to be successful, they should not be political. In my case, it was kind of the opposite. My political involvement was very successful. Unintentionally, it was an unintended consequence of the amount of business to receive. But when I first did this, I didn't care. When I put the sign up about Obama, I didn't care. I didn't care if the whole thing caved in. I wound up working at Burger King the next day. I just didn't care. But consequently, that was not the case. We got more business than we could keep track of there for a while. I can't even imagine how many hats and T-shirts and stuff that we sold. It was unbelievable, but it was purely unintentional. That was not my intention at all. So, anyway, we'll see what happens with this. Let me go find you another one along those same lines here. If I can get the cotton picking thing to work. Here we go. Let's see. Where was that? It was. It was one that they said. that this was not, I think it was a sports team or something. They said, this is not, here you go, right here. The school in Texas. The school in Texas has suspended a bunch of gun control protesters. He said, you're here for education, not for political protest. This was students who joined in scheduled gun control protests and walkouts during school hours will be suspended for 3 days, according to the letter from the superintendent of Needville Independent School District in Texas. So, and that's as it should be. If you want to protest, I'm all for it. I don't agree with you, but, you know, knock yourself out. But it should not be done at school. It should not be done at work. It should not be done if you're a big, successful company. Although big, successful companies have stockholders, I guess, that maybe they think like me. Maybe it's worth it to them to lose all the NRA supporters' business. You know, like I said, I don't fly much anyway, but if I do, I'll make damn sure that I don't fly on one of these airlines that are participating, this Delta being one of them. And that will be forevermore. From now on, when nobody cares anymore, COPE will still care. And when and if they issue a public apology, public meaning, Fox News, ABC, TV, CNN, whatever, the big names, if you come out there and issue an apology, you were not thinking straight, whatever verbiage you want to use, then, okay, I forgive you. God bless you, and I will be right back flying on your airplane the once every 4 years that I fly. But, anyway. Copper, I don't know. I didn't read the story that you're referencing there. It said that the Supreme Court upheld the appeals court block. They can uphold that without legislating from the bench. I mean, if they just because they uphold it doesn't mean that it turns it into law. The way I'm reading your single sentence there is that they uphold this, and you're asking if it's okay to legislate from the bench. No, it is not okay to legislate from the bench. But it, just because they uphold something doesn't make it law, doesn't make it legislation, doesn't make it enforceable. But it seems that in some cases they have managed to get around that, and it's very unfortunate. But oh, well. Let's see, I think I'm going to take a little break here. And catch my breath. We got a lot of stuff to cover in a half hour here, so I need to back off and get a breather and come diving in here head first and try this again. So if you'll hang in there with me, let's see here. Gotta get something like, it was so easy when I had my other, this is a much better software to do this kind of stuff with, but with the other one it was so much easier to do stuff on the fly, you know, actually when I was talking and whatnot. All right, enough. I'll be back in a few.
Why can't they get the picture? Why don't they understand? We're not dealing with the planet of eggs. We're talking about the modern man. So you people with the mitsy-pitsy, teensy-winky, tiny minds, here's your sign. Here's your sign.
Are you going to agree? Our freedoms are waning and we'll lose our liberty. Slipping one by one until there's nothing left to see. Are you willing to stand with me? Are you just going to let it be? The ranchers are first, but brother, next it may be me. We all stand together or we'll hang separately. Are you going to the tree? Are you willing to be free. It won't get any easier to regain lost liberty. Strange things are happening in this land that once was free. So, brother, I ask you, are you going to stand by me?
Follow my heart, call on the memories here in the dark. We'll let the magic take us away, back to the feelings we shared when they played. In the still of the night, hold me, darling, hold me tight. Oh, shoot. Precious hours we know can't survive, but love's all that matters while the past is alive. Now and for always, till time disappears, we'll hold each other whenever we hear. In the still shoot.
Welcome back to another segment of the Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network.
Okay, I'm back. More good news here on the legal front. We have stuff going on. You know, the Bundys were dismissed, and I mean their case was dismissed with prejudice. But several things have went on here recently that's been very much in our favor, and I am grateful for that. And some of it I don't quite understand, because it's just amazing to me that they would even consider doing some of the things that they've done. But hey, Catapon, welcome to the Shooting Bench again. I haven't seen you for a little while. The last I heard, you had texted me and said you were having trouble getting your stuff working, but it looks like you got it on, getting it going there now. So, a judge now has refused to dismiss any of the 5 charges against this FBI agent that's been indicted. Astorita, that fired the first couple of shots, one of which missed the truck completely, which I'm not sure I understand how that happened. But the other one went through the roof, and if you take Shauna Cox's video and slow it down, you can see the back window of that truck shatter, the back driver's side window of that truck disintegrate as that bullet came through it. So the guy was up in an elevated position, fired down through the roof and through that window and broke it. And he lied numerous times over and over. 5 counts against him. His lawyers are really trying to manipulate this down to a single charge. But the judge said at this point right now, there's nothing to indicate there should be any reason why I should dismiss any of them. So they, for the time being anyway, they're still standing. And that to me is amazing. That I can't even believe what I'm reading. Because there's been so much cover up and so much corruption, so much crap going on here. That all of a sudden in this last 90 days here or so, that some of this stuff is, the news of it coming out has just been something that's hard for me to swallow. Not that I don't want to swallow it, and I mean, it's good stuff, but I'm just having a hard time believing some of it. So, anyway, and you can thank some of the people that have been working on this. The Bundys, for one, have done an extraordinary job in defending themselves. You know, Ryan Bundy defended himself through this whole thing. And I think that is probably one of the foremost reasons that things went the way that they went. And some of the people that had video and some of the people that had, that found different notes and things that they turned in. And primarily, probably the one biggest thing probably was the whistleblower, the BLM agent that just released everything. And it was so monumental that they just could not overlook it. And because of the testimony in that, in those documents, and through the video, you know, I don't understand why Shauna Cox's video was ever, why they ever gave her phone back without erasing that. That was very strange to me. Either they didn't believe, they didn't check, or she may have had, maybe it was encrypted. I don't know why they gave her phone back at all, or at least gave it back without erasing that off of there. Because that was some very damning evidence as far as that bullet that Astorita fired. So, anyway. Interesting stuff. Let's see, what are we looking at here? Trying to look at the some of the stuff going on here in the chat room. All right, well let's move along here. I got still got a lot of stuff to cover. I'm not covering it very quick right now. You know, a lot of us, me included, have been concerned about Facebook's privacy and stuff to some degree. I'm not that worried about it. I mean, it's everything I put out there is public, and the things that I don't want the public to see, I don't put on there, folks. It is that simple. I don't put things on there that I don't want other people to see. I don't put things on there that I feel may incriminate me in some manner in the future. What I put on there is I want people to see it. That's why I put it there. I do understand people's concern for privacy. I'm just not sure that it's completely warranted. I think the people that are the most concerned about are the people that least understand how to use Facebook or any of this other social media stuff. You have pretty much, for the most part, you have pretty much complete control over what people see and what goes on there and all of that. And one of the things that they've just come out with is a facial recognition thing. And at first sound, we can't do that. That is so much against, violates my privacy. So, you know, I was reading about that today, and I'm not so sure that's the case. Number one, you have the ability to turn it off. It is in your settings to turn facial recognition off. The other thing is, it's not so anybody can identify you or find you. I mean, it's in your settings, not theirs. They can't go into it and say, okay, I'm going to use this facial recognition stuff to find old Cope Reynolds. That's not how it works. What it does is allow you to use it to find out if there's anybody using your pictures for something they're not supposed to be using them for. Maybe an ex-wife has got it. When your picture comes up on somebody else's page, you can, through this facial recognition program, you can find these sources of people that have posted your picture without your permission. Now, you can either go in there and ask them to take it down, or you can go to Facebook and say, I did not authorize, you know, being tagged in this or whatever, and get Facebook to take it down. You have some options now. Instead of having your picture floating around out there all over the place and ruining your reputation or causing problems with, child custody disputes or divorce proceedings or whatever the case may be, you have the opportunity to turn that off. You have the opportunity to find these things now, and it shows up, and you can go and do something about it. So I can't really see that that's necessarily a bad thing. At this point, I don't really see any downside. Like I say, you can turn it off. And it's in on your end that this works and that you can find yourself, so to speak. So I don't think it's that big a deal. And I'm not sure exactly what you mean, Copper. Facial recognition, but not storing that data. Yeah, if you find out that they're storing it. Of course, I don't know that that's any different than it was before. If they want to store your pictures and stuff, there's nothing in the world stopping them from doing it. The facial recognition doesn't allow them any opportunity to find, it doesn't give them any big advantage over finding your pictures. I guess if they have the same control on it that you do, if you can turn it off, I don't understand for sure if they, you know, what they have the ability to do on their end, so I couldn't really say. But at this point, it doesn't really seem like a bad thing at all to me. And if you can turn it off and get rid of it, then fine. Yeah, there's lots of this facial recognition is nothing new. There's lots and lots of companies and services that use facial recognition out there. So, you know, if the motor vehicle department or the police or somebody like that use it, you have no option to turn it off. You have no option, no say-so whatsoever in anything that they do with it. And at least with Facebook, you just shut it off. If you don't want it to be, just shut it off. It's all in your settings there. So, thought I'd throw that out there for you just because I'm just that kind of guy. All right, let's move on down here and see. What about this one right here? Hang on a minute. You got to open it up. This guy is funny. It was a reporter on MSNBC. Says that handguns are just too slow to stop active shooters. Now, this is according to the experts at MSNBC. They say these bullets go, it says AR-15 bullets travels 3 times faster than one from a handgun. Well, that's pretty much true, depending on the handgun. Yeah, I could agree with that. So I think what he's thinking in his mind here, since it travels 3 times faster, is that you are, you're standing face to face with the AR-15 shooter from, say, 25 yards away. Face to face. He's pointed at you, you're pointed at him, you pull the trigger, both pull the trigger at the same time, but you're not going to get him because you're going to die first. That's the only thing I can figure here. Other than that, I don't see what difference it makes that the bullet is faster. Yes, it is faster. Yes, it is 3 times faster than most handgun bullets. Over 3 times faster than some of them. And if you and I are pointing in at each other at 25 yards and both of us pull the trigger at the same time, you know what? Yeah, your bullet's going to hit me first. Right about 1.7 nanoseconds before mine hits you. We're both going to get shot. I'm probably going to die. You may not. But the bullet is still going to hit you. You're not going to sidestep it. You're not going to do a, what was that stupid show, The Matrix, you know, and move out of the way of that bullet. They're not that slow. Funny people, those MSNBC folks. The copper's putting out there something like 0.005 to 0.011. So it's, you know, that's indistinguishable to the guy receiving the bullet. What I'm telling you is it means nothing. So you can't, yes, you can stop. The only possible way it could matter. That's right, NM Glock. Yeah. So if you can snap your fingers that quick or move out of the way that fast, then you belong in the movies. You're a Matrix star. This guy says, "Stand by here, just a second." Goodness, you should have heard. Could have heard that one without even muting the mic, or even if I didn't mute the mic. This guy says a bullet fired from an AR-15 travels 3 times faster than from a handgun, yet the president of the NRA is thinking about giving teachers guns to stop a school shooter. How does the best marksman in the world take with a handgun take down a shooter with an AR-15? You know, that's kind of like, what was that movie, Quigley Down Under? Where right at the end, the guy, earlier in the show, he said, you know, he shot his rifle through the whole show and never fired a handgun at all. But, and early in the show, he told the guy he never had much use for a Colt, for a handgun. And then at the end of the show, he placed a handgun in his belt, and the bad guy placed a handgun in Quigley's belt and all that, and backed off there playing tough, and Quigley wound up shooting the hell out of him. And he said, "I never said I never had much use for him. I didn't know. Didn't say I didn't know how to use it." And I think that kind of applies here, because there is more than one story out there where someone had an AK-47 or an AR-15 or whatever, and someone was armed with a five-shot revolver. Well, there was the guy that shot there was a guy that had the cop pinned down, had an AR-15. There's a good example right there. This guy had a .357 Magnum revolver, and he hit this guy not once but twice at, I believe it was 75 yards or 175 yards. I mean, anyways, pretty good shot for a handgun. So there was a case right there. Good example where the handgun did just fine against the AR-15. And that's not the only story out there that is similar to that. All right, let me see if I can grab one more real quick before we get out of here. I brought up a website here about the history of school shootings. Pretty interesting. Goes way back to the first one that anyone knows of, was a bunch of Indians that attacked a school, killed everybody. I think two children survived. This was back in the 1700s, 1764. Four Indians entered the schoolhouse, shot, killed the schoolmaster and 9 or 10 kids. In the 1800s, there was only 1853, 1866, 1867, 1868, 1873, 1879, 84, another one in 84, 86, 87, 87, 89, and then it goes on and into the 90s. So this school shooting thing is not, definitely not a new thing. It did pick up dramatically after Columbine. And the gun-free school zone when was Columbine? 90, 91? Anyway, the gun-free school zone was either immediately prior to that or immediately after, you know, give or take a year or so. I don't remember exactly, but it was, what's his name? Who was that dork that used to be vice president? I'll be damned. Joe Biden. He did write it. He had nothing to do with the passing of it. It was Bush Sr., I believe, that passed that, that signed it into law. So, anyway. All right, well, I've babbled enough. I've got some more stories here, but that'll allow me to get some of these out of the way so I can find the rest of them. Man, getting kind of cluttered here. Got some gun stuff we're going to talk about on Wednesday, so hopefully you'll join me for that. Copper, I know, that's what I said. How many authorities dropped the ball here? Everybody dropped the ball. But the NRA is still to blame. Guns are still the issue, even though everybody's at fault, except the NRA and the gun. The shooter's at fault. It's illegal to kill people, I think, even in Florida, I think it's illegal to kill people. And there's a lot of other things there. It's illegal to take the gun on school grounds. There's a whole bunch of laws being broken here, so we need more laws. So that in another year or so, we can complain and say that, well, he broke those laws too, so we need more laws. The more laws we get, the more they have the opportunity to break. I don't get it. But what I do get is that it's time for me to get out of here. So I'm going to do that RAT right now, and I'll see y'all Wednesday. Thanks for joining. Well, that wraps up another edition of the Shooting Bench. Join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, and again on Fridays from 7 to 10 for the Shooting Bench. Good night, and thanks for joining me.
No explanation, no reconciliation.